It's such an honor and it's chus to be sharing with you some words of Torah and hopefully inspiration. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Parshas Vayikra, Parshas HaChodesh, it is a time for his chatshitz and renewal. And in reality, we're supposed to be renewing ourselves every single day. Every single day we should be looking at our Avodas Hashem as new. Despite the fact that we do many mitzvos that are repetitive, that seem repetitive. When we daven, we seem to be davening the same Shemoneh Esrei. But Reb Chaim Volozhin says, there's never a Shemoneh Esrei that is repeated. It's always new. Even if the words to us seem like they're old, we are obligated to inspire ourselves to have newness in the words, to learn about the words, to learn about the mitzvos. There's an endless amount of wisdom regarding Avodas Hashem, and it's our obligation to do that, to inspire ourselves. And to inspire our families, because ultimately, as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, the word hashpa comes from the word mishupa, which is slanted. And the only way that you can inspire someone is you have to have the inspiration within yourself, and then it can run down the roof, so to speak, to inspire someone else. An amazing way that we can inspire ourselves in this Parshas HaChodesh, the time of Hischatshus, of renewal, is to make sure that we utilize our Shabbos tables in a proper fashion. Shabbos is a wonderful time to spend with the family. It's a wonderful time to bond. And there's one way that I think that we all should be bonding on Shabbos, and that is singing Zemiros together as a family. Of course, it makes a difference if you have guests, but the following story you'll hear really tells us exactly why it's so important to sing Zemiros as a family together. In the early years of the 20th century of America, there were almost no yeshivas and Beis Yaakovs for children to attend. There was a Rosh Yeshiva who was collecting for his yeshiva in Europe, was visiting America on his fundraising mission. He got in touch with Rabbi Eliezer Teitz, Rabbi Pinchas Teitz, from Elizabeth, New Jersey. And he made up to spend Shabbos with him. This Rosh Yeshiva was very old school, you might say. And Rabbi Teitz, who was in America and knew of the situation in America, was nervous about having the Rosh Yeshiva at his table because for him, Shabbos is a very special time. He had girls who attended public school because there were no yeshivas and Beis Yaakovs then. And his girls loved to sing at the Shabbos table. And so he approached the Rosh Yeshiva, and he said, I'm honored to have you at my Shabbos table, but I have to tell you, my daughters love to sing Zemiros on Shabbos. I know there's a problem with Kolisha. I understand that. Would the Rosh Yeshiva mind if they would sing anyway and rely on the halachic leniency of a group singing together that some poskim say is allowed? And the Rosh Yeshiva said, it's true, it's not lechatchila. Rabbi Teitz said, rather, it's true, it's not lechatchila, but having no Jewish school to send my daughters to is also not lechatchila. My daughters go to public school. The Shabbos table is there, Beis Yaakov, and the Zemiros are their Yiddishkeit. This is vital for the Yiddishkeit. Would the Rosh Yeshiva object? And the Rosh Yeshiva said, given the importance, of course I don't object, and I will sing together with the girls, and we will all sing together. It is so important to sing Zemiros and sing together as a family. I believe that one of the ways we can bridge the generation gap, I sat next to someone at a recent banquet, and the institution had a singer, a very contemporary singer, and the person next to me said, I never heard of that singer. And I was thinking to myself, why not? This is somebody your kids have heard of. You should be liking the music that they like. You should be trying to bond with them over music, over Jewish music, and over Zemiros, especially on Shabbos. We should sing some classical Zemiros, no question. Yom Zeh Mechubad, Ma Yedidus, Baruch Hil Elyon, of course. But we should also sing songs that our kids are listening to and that our kids like. That's how we can connect with them. And that's how we can make sure that we enjoy ourselves with them. And we're not simply the old generation. We listen to the Mordechai Ben Davids, and they're listening to something else. No, we have to be where our children are. And that's how we can increase our parenting skills and connecting with them. I wish us all an inspiring Shabbos and a Zman Cherusino that's about to come upon us in this wonderful Chodesh of Nisan. That Chodesh, the month, should be one of Geula, not only to remember the past, but the Geula with the Mashiach Tzidkenu.